streets were ragged. The world looked down on me. I had no hope for tomorrow, nor for eternity. Then grace came with mercy and heard this orphan's plea. Now I've been adopted. From bondage I've been set free.
Now I'm no longer an orphan. Someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty.
I came so empty-handed. No place to call my home. No one to really love me. But now look what I own. I'm feasting on that manna that flows from God on high. And there is no shortage. There is a vast supply.
Now I'm no longer an orphan. Someone has rescued me. My garments no longer are tattered. My family is royalty.
I know your life on earth was trouble, and only you could know the pain. You weren't afraid to face the devil. You were no stranger to the rain.
So go rest high on that mountain. Sun, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven, a shouting love for the Father and the Son.
Oh, how we cried the day you left us. We gathered around your grave to grieve. I wish I could see the angels' faces when they hear your sweet voice sing.
So go rest high on that mountain. Sun, your work on earth is done. Go to heaven, a shouting love for the Father and the Son.
There is a home across the river where we shall not live there we will reign with Christ forever in that mansion in the sky.
There are your prayers this morning from the righteous. I find it a great blessing to be able to stand here in this church again among my brothers and sisters and the friends of this church here. And it's always a pleasure to be here. And I've had some good times here. And this morning it's a different story. But as the brother said, it's the same God. It's the same God, ruler over all, this morning. I find it a special pleasure when He blesses me to preach to feed the sheep. Then in that same scripture or same preaching, He would bless me to touch somebody that's not in a church. Now, I don't know if that situation is true here this morning. I don't know all of you. And I don't know if there's one here or maybe more that is not in the church. I hope God would, through me. And I enjoyed the preaching I heard when I came in. Now, you see, you all made a great mistake here. The time, the thing said to set your clocks forward 1 hour. You all set yours forward 2 hours, evidently. And it made us behind. But nevertheless, I enjoyed what I was hearing when I came in here this morning. I hoped that I would get to hear Brother Junior and Brother Terry both while I'm up here. And there's hopefully it'll be time for Brother Terry or some of these other brothers here. I love all of you.
Yeah.
I love all of you this morning. And we're on the same team here. You know what? We've already got victory.
Amen.
We've already got victory. We're just waiting for the celebration at the end. Now, I'm not talking about football or basketball, and I might get on your toes if I got on that here this morning, but we're enjoying something much greater than sports this morning. We're on a travel, every one of us, every one of His children. We're traveling the same road, going in the same direction. And never you mind, there's pitfalls and there's chug holes in that road as we go along. But we're serving one that can smooth it out and always does. He promised us this one thing He wants us to remember. Where you go or what you do, I'll never leave you. And I let that slip by me sometimes. This Jesus that saved us. Now let me tell you something now. This falling from grace, I'm going to tell you right off, I'm not on that team this morning. I'm sure not. If He's able to save us, He's able to keep us. People get falling from grace and backsliding mixed up this morning. Now, my friends here today, if God is not able to keep us, why sure, we're in big trouble. But now, this morning, you know what He said? Let me remind you this morning of a promise He made one time before He left. Yeah, He left sure. Why sure He did. The last report that I have of Him in here, one of the good brethren looked up as He was going down. They took His life. for sure they did. And you know the last words that he said? Well, I see Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father this morning. Some people preaches that he's standing, and some people preach, I don't know if he sat back down or not. It don't make no difference. He's right beside the Father this morning, and he's a waiting just as sure as we're here. He knows that he's got another journey to make down here. But this he does not know when. The Bible says not even the angels in heaven knows when that time's going to be, but reserved to the Father himself. And you know what? This king, we've got a king. Well, sure we have. We've got a high priest. Well, sure we have. The greatest king that's ever been. The greatest high priest that's ever been. Getting ready. He told the brother, now, I've been with pray real hard. I've been with you always. All this time, I slept with them, ate with them, and traveled with them. I prayed with them and worshiped with them. What do you mean, worshiped? He worshiped the Father. I thought you said that he was God in the flesh. He was, but I'll tell you what, the Father's always, he had charge, this Jesus did, of everything down here. He was God in the flesh, all right, but the Father of light still sitting on high, guided his footsteps everywhere he went. Yes, he did. And now he told them, he said, the time has come for me to go away. But remember this. Remember this. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Just those 12 that he chose. No, just this woman that followed him along with the issue of blood. No, just this one, a man of small stature that climbed up in a tree to be able to see him. No, but the thousands of millions have got ready. So many of them wasn't even living back in those days. No, but I'll tell you what, they're scattered all over the world just as sure as we're here. Does he know all of them? Yes, he does. Everyone that is saved, he knows, because you know what? He's told them, when that time comes and I begin to gather them up, I'm going to the Father. I say, here they are. Haven't lost one of them except a son of perdition, and it was prophesied, and we'll not go into that. I don't understand it all. People ask me, well, if it was prophesied, did he have a chance to go to heaven? Don't ask me. I don't know if he did or not. My friends here today, but the point is, when the time comes and we're all gathered around, I don't know what it'll be like. I know it'll be better. I'm having a good time right now with the brothers and sisters. I sure am. And I'm not looking around to see who's here and who's not. I preached somewhere the other day, and it's just as good now as it was then. When that time comes, I'm not going there looking for a mummy. Now don't jump on me now. I'm not going looking for Papa and Mama. I don't know who will know up there, but this thing I believe. When I wake in His likeness, I'll be satisfied. You know what? I'm gonna know Him when I see Him, and I'm gonna know where I'm at too. Just as sure as we're here. Let me ask you this. Well, it says right in here, one of the writers, he saw a large number of people. Yes, he did. A large number. And then he said, I looked and I saw another number. And they were all dressed up in white robes. And Eli said, who are these? Why, you know who they are. They are those who came up through great tribulation, having their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. You know what? The Bible said that we're all gonna look Him in the eye. Brother Ronnie, when that time comes, that's a scary thought, ain't it? We're gonna look Him in the eye and give an account of every deed done in this life. And I'll tell you what, if they all dressed up in white robes and they all look just alike, no male, no female, no marrying, no giving in marriage, how in the world are you going to tell one from another? I ain't too worried about it. You know what? My biggest worry is getting there. My friends here today. Now, this king, this high priest, he's promised me a crown. I don't know about that. It may not. He'll fit, yeah. Mine won't fit you, and yours won't fit me, and the robe's the same way. Boy, I'm getting to feel pretty good here. I sure am. But I'll tell you what, my friends, if you're here today and you haven't made preparation for that, I'm begging you. I don't care to beg. No, I'm begging you to get ready. Get ready. You know what? Just any day now. The alarm's going to sound. Don't you pay no attention to these people. I think they're about a half crazy anyhow. It's already predicted several times when that day's going to be. Well, that's malarkey. That's crazy, ain't it? My friends here today, the Bible said that when He comes, He's coming as a thief in the night. Don't mean He's coming in the night, but it's going to be a secret thing. Jesus Himself don't even know when He's coming back. But I'll tell you what, He's ready right now. He's ready right now when the word comes. And I don't know how it'll be. I sure don't. But I'll declare to you, it's a coming. Just as sure as we're here. He'll be right on time. He's saying the trumpeter. Be right on time. He's saying to the trumpeter, go down. down by the sea. Put one foot upon the land and the other upon the sea. Raise your right hand towards heaven and declare that time will be no more. I can't describe to people how awful it's going to be if they're not ready to meet that appointment. It's just not in my vocabulary to describe how awful that's going to be. But now I'm getting excited now. Yay! But for the children of the King, the biggies are coming, ain't it, Brother Junior? The biggies are coming. The big celebration like has never been before. Yeah! Gathered around that throne. I'm taking a lot of time here. Gathered around that throne that the writer saw. He saw that. He saw 24 seas around that throne, and he saw 24 elders. And you know what? I think we won't know nobody up there. The writer didn't recognize one of them elders, did he? No, my friends here today, we don't know exactly what awaits us. Amen. But I'll tell you what, we're not going to want to leave there, are we? No, my friends here today, I've made up my mind already that I'm not going to be surprised when it starts to happen. Yeah, he said, he's coming in the clouds with his angels. What in the world, people? What in the world are they going to do? There's a lot of cemeteries scattered over this world. There's a lot of our special friends. It's at the bottoms of the oceans. There's a lot. Ain't nobody can convince me that every sailor, every soldier, every Marine, and every Air Force man that got killed over there is going to hell. Now, you just sure can't. Now, he's got children all over, and he said he's going to send his angels out, and they'll know where to go to, the east and the west. They'll not pass up a one that's been dead and buried for these hundreds of years, some centuries. They'll know where to go to, and there's going to be some activity that every one of those graves where they're buried. Not that that went down is coming out. No, but when he says when the child of the King dies, the soul goes back to the Father who gave it. Well, my friend, there's going, and the resurrection time, there's going to be a really big happening, ain't they, at all those cemeteries. And I'll tell you what, when we all stand before the Father, according to this right here, every one of them, every man, woman, and person that believed upon his preaching, his testimony, and what he's told us to do, there's not going to be a single one of them left out. What about that? Now, let me run this by.